O'Malley on the stand. Beautiful way to kickstart this morning's feel of Lagos, which of course has a feel that would make you want to stay at home. Now, the weather out there in the city of Lagos, especially on the island right now, I don't know what the weather is like on the mainland, because I haven't been to that side of the divide this morning. But on the mainland, on the island, the feel is like stay at home. I mean, I don't know how the rain would decide to fall on a Monday morning and the weather just going breezy and cool on a Monday morning when people are supposed to go to work. What is the plan of the weather? Is it I want people to stay at home and make babies? Just saying, guys. But hey, that's what the weather is at this beautiful day. We love it that way, don't we?
We do.
On that beautiful note, we'd like to say good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to the feel of Lagos right here on What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
Alrighty, welcome Lagos. Check your time. It's 9:10 right here. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. How are you doing this morning? Today is the 29th day of November 2021. We're just how many days left to the end of the month?
One day.
Is it one day?
30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest are 31, except February alone.
Okay. So tomorrow is the last day
of the month.
So yeah, congratulations if you saw this far. Congratulations, we're doing well. You're doing well. I'm hoping that you are well and alive and healthy and ready for the rest of the week. Monday, a fresh week. And we're hoping, just like we said earlier, hoping that you're alive and ready for the rest of the week. We've got great packages for you. This week is fully packed. Today is also fully packed. So people will be winning lots of cash prizes today.
Yeah,
I'm super excited for that one.
I mean, Christmas came early.
Absolutely.
You know, I made up my mind that I said, look, I'm going to talk to you. What if we had something like play one Christmas song every day? Maybe like 25 songs for Christmas.
In December. That would be nice.
25 every day we'll play a favorite Christmas song.
Absolutely. I look forward to listening. I look forward to playing Pentatonix. I look forward to playing Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Some of their songs, especially Christmas songs, are my favorite.
Okay, beautiful to know. So I cannot wait. And I said Christmas came early because the goodies that are going to be won today.
Yeah.
Cash prizes for some people. I know you can't wait for that. We'll get to let you into that.
That's right. That will be coming up from 10:45. From 10:45 to 11, we'll be introducing to you what we will be giving out.
Yep. It's going to be every day.
Every single day.
From now,
every single day. From 11 to, of course, 11:30, our family talk. Today we want to have a very sensitive and serious conversation. We might take it from a very light angle because it was something that happened in our house. Something happened to us, but it's a serious thing because if it is not well taken care of, it could lead to death.
That's right.
Right.
Absolutely. I can't wait for that conversation. But in the meantime, this song, I don't want to hear it again.
Let me greet you first.
Okay,
now,
greet me.
Now, first, it feels good to be doing this again with you. I missed you on Friday. I think people don't really understand that. It's become a different ball game.
Yeah,
mentality. It's not like I can handle stuff on my own.
No, of course.
But the moment I think you also feel that way when I'm not there.
Absolutely.
It feels like,
this is not the Techers.
Yeah.
This is
your, right.
I know that feeling.
Right. I actually did miss you on Friday.
Aw. I missed you too.
And thank you for making us proud as well.
Yes, actually. I guess you missed out on that. First of all, I was listening and I enjoyed every moment. I mean, your voice, your sound is just amazing. Is this what people are enjoying? You know? And it was fun listening to you always.
Right.
And to all those who asked of me while I was away, please, even after you said, don't rub it on my face, but you kept on asking. I said, thank you. We appreciate the love, no doubt.
Yeah.
And he talked about making proud. Yes, I was one of the panelists and speakers at the Lagos Digital Summit. And it's a gathering of some of the biggest tech minds and the creative minds. It was an opportunity to be able to share from my experience and also talk to young people who are tech enthusiasts.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that I was part of that. Shout out to Wale Adetona and the entire team of Lagos Digital Summit for the invite. And to those who said, Collins, thank you very much. I was able to.
It was mind-blowing.
So
I actually listened and it was mind-blowing. I watched through the whole session.
Right, fantastic. Well, so after I came, I said, okay, look, I've been away. I didn't come on the show. I went to be talking at the Lagos Eater Summit. Now I came home. I said, well, it's home time. It's family time. Now, so I said, let me be doing some cleaning at home. And something happened. My brother, I said, let me move the fan. And the fan is metal.
An industrial fan.
And I said, that's why I said, I don't want to hear that statement. Who shall come back on ever in the life?
Scream at Ginger.
No. I'm not joking.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not joking with you. It's not a joke. I don't want that song. What was this?
Bad boy Tim's in the building.
I will slap you, bad boy Tim.
Ginger
what? Oh shock, Danny.
So Lagos, Nigeria. If you're tuning right now, we want to give you just tiny little gist of what happened on Saturday. So we're doing the regular cleanup. So we had planned that we're going to do a cleanup in the living room and take out some things that, you know, we're not supposed to be in the living room. And the fan was one of it. No, the fan wasn't one of it.
Yeah.
But it happened to be one of it eventually. So he was cleaning. Colin decided to do the cleaning. He removed the TV stand, the TV. We were doing like
overhaul cleaning,
right? And it got to the point where he wanted to lift the fan.
Hmm.
And if you know this this big sized industrial fans,
that's metal.
Yes, metal. Yeah. So he was about to lift that fan so that he can at least clean the back, right? Colin screamed something that I've not heard him say. You know, he screamed so hard and fell on the floor. And I was like, what is happening? What's that? He said, And then he couldn't say anything. And I went, what happened? This fan. That was what he kept saying. The next thing he was like, I was electrocuted. This fan, he shocked me.
Now, this one will be, you know, those small shocking off. It threw me off. It almost felt like my hand was going to stick to the fan and I'll be able to remove it. If I spent a minute holding that stuff, I don't think I'll be. I first of all, I have to thank God because I saw my life in front of me like.
So that had actually happened to me before it happened to you. We're laughing about it right now, but it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing. So I wanted to put back a picture that was on the wall.
Yeah.
And, you know, that picture was close to the fan. And I was about to, you know, put that picture. And my body just, you know, touched the fan and the thing flinged me.
That same fan.
It flinged me. That was before it happened to you. And I think I didn't tell you.
No, you did. I remember you told me that it stopped. And I didn't take it seriously.
Seriously, until it happened to you.
Oh boy. And you are now singing Oshoko Obako.
Why won't I sing Oshoko Obako?
That's why I said banned that song. That song can never.
It shocked you now.
But sincerely speaking, up to now, just like, what happened? So apparently, there was a surge at some time. I mean, around VI and its environment, there was a surge that affected some things. The bulbs were blown. I think that the lights were just unstable. It was going high and low. And I don't know if you experienced it in your home, but that was the experience. I guess what happened is it now affected the fan. It was still working, but there were some electrical malfunctions right there. And it was shocking. And this one is not shocking. There was power, like electric.
Yay.
I just say, God, what if, God forbid, what if... That's why I condemned the fan straight up. Oh.
You had to pack it out.
I mean.
Out of the house.
But it didn't carry me with my whole muscle and everything.
He flunked. Is it flunked?
Yeah.
Or flinged?
Flung.
Collins was flung. He was lying on the floor. We're laughing about it right now, but it's no joke.
That experience.
Like, I have not seen Collins that disdain before. Like, he was like, here? What happened to me?
Like, nah. So, but just, God forbid, man.
Right. So we want to talk about this. It might sound funny. It might sound, you know, because we were actually laughing at ourselves. I laughed at him. I can't even lie. I laughed well. I had a very good laugh. I kept singing, Oshakuabako.
Keep singing.
Oscream me ginger.
Ginger.
But I mean, I had to apologize as well. But hey, let's listen to this. A 2015 research says about 400 people are electrocuted at home each year, resulting in about 200 deaths. On average, 4 people die from an at-home electrocution every week. About 10% of all at-home electrocution are caused by large appliances, roughly the same number as those caused by power tools. It says also about 4,000 people are electrocuted in the workplace each year. Although construction and similar industries account for most of these accidents, anyone who works in a workplace supplied with electricity faces some risk of electrocution. Faulty electrical equipment caused about 140,000 home and workplace fire each year. It says this fire claims on average an additional 400 lives and causes another 4,000 injuries. Now, as much as we want to, I know this happens a lot where, oh, you can see that appliance or that home appliance is bad. But because you say, we can manage it. And you leave it that way. Or there's an open wire, naked wire somewhere. You use Sellotape or you just, you know, find a way to push it in. You are endangering your home and your family members.
That is right. I mean, this sounds, until it happened to me, and usually we're never careless when it comes to
we have a child.
You know, so we're never. But this fan was just shocking because it was unexpected. So sometimes you can never be very careful. You just need to be very, very, very watchful and very vigilant and then test and check from time to time and consult expert. That's just what I'll think about. Now, this is shocking because the truth is our lifestyle, how we handle appliances and electric is one of the things that we should talk about, which, of course, is the basis of our conversation today on the show.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Now, for those who are just joining us, we are the TechEds Live on Nigeria's number one for talk. And we're talking about handling appliances, home appliances, and electricity. You know, we know how it is. We live in a place where you cannot just keep quiet and just say, well, electric is there, no problem. You are constantly monitoring the electrical situation of your neighborhood, whether there's light or not. You constantly switch from,
generator to the
main grid.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. And that means that you will be, you know, engaged. You definitely have one electrical, you know,
malfunction or not.
So we want to find out how you are handling them. If you've had that kind of experience, how you're handling appliances and electrical and electricity, especially at home. You know, what are those
do's and don'ts when it comes to electronics, especially, you know, as very little as charging your phone and using it while it's still charging puts you at risk.
Absolutely.
But we are so nonchalant about it, where that, you know, we're charging our phones and we're with our phones, you know, right as it's charging. You know, anything could happen, but we don't pray that it happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you been electrocuted before?
Like me, I have. My answer is yes. For like 3 hours, I could not touch anything that looks like cable.
He was traumatized.
I don't look. If I say anything, I say, Abi, is there light? Because, shock me back.
Collins kept saying, what is this wire doing here? Remove this wire from here now.
I don't want to see. Unplug, charge yourself. I don't want to see.
Oh, goodness. 0700-993-993-993. This is where we let you in, Lagos. You can also call, if you're a woman, 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message, if you please.
On 0809-597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp messages. We'd like to hear from you, but do not forget to tell us how you're feeling generally, all right?
Yeah.
Ikechukwu from Ota is on the line. Ikechukwu long long.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers to life!
Welcome.
Comrade Komoko.
Okay.
Hangover to the homie.
What happened?
I went to the party. I carry body bags to carry some food because they are telling me food security. I don't want the food. So before 3 o'clock, I ain't food finish. Food finish. I'm fine.
Oh
I
my god.
Trophy.
You took one. If I give it left hand there. I knew I was going to get there. I knew. I just had the feeling.
0700.
It's a relief to listen to him. You always laugh. You just find something. You say, carry nylon. It's because of food security.
Food security.
Where are you from? Where are you from, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Okay, I want to tell you my experience.
Okay,
go ahead.
I had an electric shock some days ago.
Oh.
Nobody knew. Wow. And I was inside the room.
Ha.
And the electricity, that is electric cooker.
Okay.
I was cooking a very delicious food.
Hmm.
And I thought, when I finish, I'm going to enjoy this food with chicken, everything.
Hmm.
Not knowing what is going to happen next.
Wow.
This electric cooker shocked me. I was there, stand still.
Wow.
I didn't know what was happening. This one, I'm telling you, I was able to recall. That is why I'm telling you this.
Wow.
I didn't know I was unconscious, just standing there still.
Wow.
This my God whom I serve saved my life, you know?
Wow.
Because people were fetching water outside. Nobody was in the room. Nobody could help me.
Wow.
But God, in his infinite mercy, that very moment, there was electrical fault at Sabo. I'm talking from Ikorodu. That is Sabo, Ikorodu.
Okay. Wow.
There was an electrical fault that very moment, and they switched off all the lights in the whole of Ikorodu area.
Wow.
Including where I'm talking, and the light just went off.
Hmm.
Immediately, I was in gases. I needed help.
Wow.
And when the light went off, my body, I don't know how I jumped from that place to the other here.
Wow.
And I saw myself, I was now conscious in the room, and the whole of my body was oozing, smoke.
Yeah.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Wow.
My
wow.
eyes, my
wow.
mouth, everywhere
wow.
smoke.
Wow.
And I just said, Jesus, the wow. spoon I was holding was still in my hands. I couldn't open my hands.
Wow.
I said, Jesus, the spoon dropped.
Hey.
The spoon dropped. I said, Jesus, I was able to open my mouth because it was twisting.
Wow.
That is how I got saved.
Wow.
Electric
wow.
Man, thank
right
God for your life.
Day, even if somebody should give me electric cooker, that I will not take it.
Wow. Thank
that
you.
That electric cooker, I kept it as, and that is
evidence.
I said, do not use.
Do
it's
not
still
use.
There.
Wow.
I place do not use there.
Right.
So for my children and my grandchildren, nobody should use it.
Thank you.
Now I use gas.
All
I
right.
don't want to see anything electric cooker.
Hmm. Thank you so much. What a story. What an experience. I know what that feeling is close to it.
Right.
We're going to break right now.
Welcome back. Lagos is 10:35 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techies. I am Andrea Oduobi. Techie.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Techie.
Right, and we're still in the feel of Lagos, very much the feel of Lagos right now. So if you want to tell us what is going on around your area and how you're feeling this morning, feel free to do that as well. But hold on a second. We're also having a very serious banter. Handling home appliances. Have you been electrocuted before? I also read out a study in 2015 research that says about 400 people are electrocuted at home each year, resulting in about 200 deaths. Also, there was a story about a woman who on her birthday was electrocuted in the bathroom. She was having a bath with a shower while the water heater was on. And that was, she got electrocuted. And
that is,
another
scary one.
Yes.
I know the near dome. Don't do this because the truth is, especially when you're not sure in hotels, if it's your house, when you're sure that at least you know that the electrical, it was done properly, you're not sure of how it was done.
The wiring and all of that.
Yeah.
Man, it's not even advisable to put on your water heater while you're having your bath. Mm-hmm. It's not even advisable. So if you want to, if you have your water heater, turn it off, you know, before putting on the shower or being in your bathtub.
That's right. So have you had that experience? We'd like to hear from you. This conversation will be stretched. And before at 10:45, we'll bring you a new game show. A beautiful game show that you'll be winning cash,
money,
guys. Plenty of money.
A lot of money.
You know, you answer questions. So it's going to be fun. For right. those who just hang on there, we'll give you details as we proceed. Mm-hmm. And then after that, 11 o'clock, we'll continue with our conversation in the banter right now on the Family Talk. So let's get out some messages on 0809-597-5805.
That's right. If you want to call us up, it's 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
Absolutely. You have a call. Who goes there? Come over.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Legas?
Yes! Just alive!
Welcome. What's your name?
Oh, good. My name is Trisha.
All right, welcome.
Welcome, indeed.
I want to share my experience.
Okay.
This electric cook. That was 6 months ago. I was cooking. Normally, I do use rubber spoon whenever I want to turn anything inside the pot. So that day, I used my iron spoon. The thing gave me, the shock was fast, just green like this. I was so scared. I was just looking at my pot and the electric cook. I couldn't go close.
Wow.
I was just looking for how to put it off. And the food was burning. I don't know what to do. I managed to switch it off from the socket and I said, no more food. I have to turn on my gas. And each time I want to use the electric cook, my mind must go there. And if I place food on the fire, on my electric cook, I will put it on. Like, if I put it on first, if I want to stir the food, I'll put it on from the socket.
Yeah.
Then stir the food. After stirring it, I'll put it on. My friend was like, what is it, that one? I said, this in the shock. And then,
So what did you do about? Are you still using that home appliances? Are you still using it?
I'm still using it.
You see?
But the style I use now is, I will put it on. If I want to stir the food, I put it off, then stir it. Put it on again.
What if you forget yourself? What if you forget to turn it off? Stare.
That's risky because it's not supposed to shock. So that means something is not right. It has to be fixed. You know, get an electrician.
It's like water poured inside.
Okay, inside the engine, right?
I mean, take it to your electrician to fix it up for you.
Absolutely.
Or else you're putting yourself at risk.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Sorry about that experience.
Right.
That's one thing about our attitude towards engaging experts in areas that are very important. Mm-hmm. And one of them is electricity.
Yes.
You know, getting an electrician to be able to do it. I do it. You know, I study electrical engineering. I can do it. That's not what you need. You know, because you can't know. You can't be extra careful.
Right. So it's possible that there's a naked wire somewhere and the water poured on it.
Uh-huh.
And there's current flowing. So there's no. So one way or the other, it's going to, you know, shock you.
That's right. We'll shock you back, huh? More calls coming in. Victor's on the line. Hi, Victor.
What's up, Legos?
Yes!
Just alive!
good morning, Nicholas, my in-law. Good morning, Andrea, my sister.
Good morning.
Whenever I want to chat, what's up, Legos? I remember those days when I want to give testimony in the church. First of all, chat
first.
Collins and Andrea will shout hallelujah.
That's so. Wow.
That's
the effect. Think about that.
That's the spirit. Just alive.
Welcome.
Yeah, talking about electrification and electric shocks. In fact, maybe today, the thing that shocked me almost. now and then, every now and then. Where I normally do my business, there is this fancy bulbs I normally fix. So one day I never knew the bulb has this of the metal part of it that is outside. Then I was fixing the bulb, the thing shocked me like tomorrow, no day. Then I have this experience I want to share. I have a friend. He was electrocuted few months back, so he didn't die, but he shared a story. His story was like that first woman that called. The friend said he came out of the house and the weather was very hot. He came out to of himself at the balcony. So he decided to lean at the balcony iron rail. On the process of it, the moment he relaxed on it, the thing just electrocuted him. Nobody was aware of it. He was there for some time because he said he came out around 10 to refresh himself when there was no light. So he never knew the light was up before the thing happened. So somebody came to talk with him. The person saw him stuck on that place. The person touched him and the person got electrocuted, but the thing threw the person back. So the guy started shouting. While he shouted, the rest of the house, the occupants of the house came out. They realized that the guy was stuck there. Eventually, they used something to push him. He felt like a stuck fish. So he was lifeless. He was stiff. He stayed there for like... He said he came out to reflect himself around 10 p.m. Then they started making arrangements on how to call an ambulance to convey him to the east. He said he woke up around 2 a.m. He just opened his eyes. He showed us burnt. In fact, if you see his palm, it was like there was this hot water that he used to, he put his hand. It peeled. All his palm peeled.
What an experience. You see, this is a serious matter, which is, of course, why we brought it on the radio, so that you should pay attention to it. And we're going to continue with this at the flip side of 11, because right now, Christmas came early. We are in the moment we have been talking about.
Absolutely. And in a very short moment, we'll bring it to you. We're already on the sponsored period brought to you by CUDA, Microfinance Bank. And trust me, guys, you're going to be winning lots and lots of cash prizes.
Absolutely.
I cannot wait for this one. You're going to have to play a few games, but hey, I think Deals Blog is here. He'll give you the full gist.
Yep, I'm right here.
Right.
Yeah, so CUDA Microfinance Bank is basically trying as much as possible to get everyone to... you know, have a really good time this festive season. And of course, you need to have the CUDA Microfinance Bank app. So all you need to do is basically go on your iOS store or your Google Play store, download the CUDA Bank app, and then of course we'll be asking you a few questions, and then if you get it, the caller number 9, the ninth caller is basically guaranteed ₦1,000 airtime as participation bonus automatically. Right? So if you're caller number 9, then you're lucky at first, but we're also going to be asking a few questions, and every question basically has the opportunity to win the jackpot on this show. So make sure that you can eventually get that done.
Absolutely, guys. You heard it. Deuce Plus Flag, thanks for setting the pace right, because we are going to start the game right now. So you have to start calling, and we'll go through the rules straight up, all right, to let you know how you can play to win. All right. So we have a list of questions. We have 9 questions to ask. And each round would pick the 9th caller to play. So if you're the 9th caller, as you keep calling right now, you'll be the one to play. And of course, you have a guaranteed ₦1,000 for being the ninth caller. And then the next question, number 2, which will go for ₦2,000. And then after that, the next question for ₦5,000. And then the next question for ₦7,000. And then the next question, which number 5, for ₦10,000 and on. 6th question will be for ₦13,000. And the 7th question for ₦15,000, or the 8th question for ₦17,000. Naira. Mm. And don't forget the 9 question for 20,000 Naira.
That means you're to answer 9 questions. So we're going to pick 9 calls. Call number 1, call number 2, call number 3 till number 9. And if you are the lucky 9th caller, you stand a chance to win 20,000 Naira. That is if you answer all the 9 questions. But if you do not answer any of the questions correctly, you will be left with just 1,000 Naira, which is your guaranteed cash prize for being the 9th caller.
That's right. Do not forget that you must have downloaded the Kuda Bank app, all right, and you register, and also for you to be able to participate in this game. If you do not have it, you are just probably just calling for, say, let me just try my luck. Don't try your luck. Download the app, and if you have it already, man, this is your opportunity. Come close to your radio and start calling right now.
Now, another very important rule that you should pay attention to is this. You can either play on or bank it.
That's right.
Now, bank it in the sense, if you have won your first question, your second question, your third question, at that point, if you opt to bank it, you can have that money that you have won with you, and then you bank it.
Yeah.
But if you do not bank it, you say play on.
Uh-huh.
Right? You keep playing. But if you don't get any of the answers correctly,
yep,
you go back to square one.
That's right.
Put your 1,000 Naira.
That's it. Absolutely, guys. So if you are ready, we are ready to have you play right now. Let's start taking the calls.
Call number 1.
Call number 1. Hi.
All right.
Okay.
Call number 2. Alrighty.
No. Hello. 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 Can you hear me? All right. Hello. Good morning. Hi. Good morning. You're caller number 1. What's your name? Ivaniel. Okay. You're caller number 1. Keep trying. Keep calling. Let's go. Hello. Good morning. Oh boy, the lines are jamming. Phone lines are jamming. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number. So it's that easy. Once you are caller number 9, if you're the lucky one, so just keep calling. You never know. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Calm down, calm down, ladies and gentlemen, calm down.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello. All right. Hello. Hello.
All right. Hi. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number 2. Keep calling. You know, keep your dialing.
Hello.
Ooh la la. Hi. Hello. Hello, he doesn't want to talk because he's not calling number 9. I know that feeling.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Hello. Hi. Caller number 3, we heard you.
Hello.
I can't believe it. Hello. All right, guys. Oh, boy. Hello, good morning. All right, we try to fix those lines quickly and then get back to this as we proceed on the show. But first, let's take a message from our sponsor, Kuda. Welcome back. So, guys, one thing we missed out to tell you about this moment is that when you call in, you know, we are going to say Kuda and you respond, the bank of the free. You know, that's like a password, all right? So when you call in, I say Kuda, you say the bank. We say Kuda, you say the bank of the free. So it's a game show, and we really want you to win. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
You are called...
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live. Kuda?
Bank of the free.
Absolutely. Yay. You're caller number 4, so hey, keep calling. Look, I know your day is going to come.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? I have a feeling some people just call and they're not calling number 9. They just keep calling.
Hello?
Oh, boy. Hello? Are you there? Can you hear us? I can't believe this. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What's
your name?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live. Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
That's right. Absolutely. So you're caller number 5. Lucky you, man. But let's see who. Keep trying. Hi.
Hello. Good morning. Me again.
You again. Lucky you. You're caller number 6. Keep trying. We have Kuda, Bank of the Free. Hi.
Hello.
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 Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, Kuda.
The Bank of the Free.
You are caller number 7.
Absolutely. Caller number 7, keep trying. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
You are caller number 8.
Number 8, keep trying. Oh, keep trying. Hello.
Yeah, me again. Good morning.
Kuda.
Hello.
Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Absolutely correct. Welcome indeed. Congratulations to you, first of all. You have a 1,000 naira guarantee.
Yay.
Okay. All right. So, do you want to go ahead and play or just want to bank that 1K? Still want to play?
Let's go ahead. Let me try.
Okay. So, you're. Question number 1. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
How many local government areas are there in Lagos?
30. No.
You can't skip. Once you can't get the question, you can't go to the next one. That's how it works. So hang on there. Someone will get your contact. And, of course, you've got your 1,000 naira. And I want to believe that you have the app. You've downloaded it and also, because if you don't, it's just waste of 1K. All right, great. Hang on there. Let's move on now to the next number 9th caller. Let's hope.
Hello.
Hello, Andrea and Teke.
Welcome, Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
You're caller right. Number 1.
For
Keep
this
trying.
Next round, caller number 1.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
You are caller number 2. Keep trying.
Igor Victor. Keep trying. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello? 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 All right. Hello? All right. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
All right, lines are going through a period right here of jamming. Look at all the lines. Busy and jamming themselves.
Everybody wants to win cash.
Guys, take it easy. Huh? Hello. 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 Ooh la la. Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kuda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kuda.
Yes, Andrea.
You didn't get the password.
Absolutely.
You are caller number 3.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hello. Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Let's keep trying. Lucky. I mean, before we wrap up this moment, that somebody's got to play for the next round. Guys, be prepared. There's no next. There's no skip. Hello. Hello. All right, lost that one again. Let's go. 0700-993-993-993. Relax, okay? Hello? Hello? Kalima. Ralube. Make the line breathe. Are you kidding me? What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning,
Kuda.
Okay, you're number 4. Hello. Hello. So what people are doing is actually they're calling, and then when they realize that they're no number,
they
just cut off
the phone. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Caller number 5.
You're caller number 5.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kuda?
Bank of the Free.
Bank of the Free. You are caller number six.
All right, keep the calls coming in. 0700-993. Three more calls. The caller number 9 certainly will be playing. And they will have a guarantee 1,000 naira courtesy Kuda Microfinance Bank.
Mm. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Bank of the Free. But you are caller number 8, right?
7.
7. Oh, okay. Mm. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Kuda.
Good morning.
Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Okay, love that. So you're caller number 8.
Caller number 8.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kuda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Bank of the Free. You have
lucky you.
Lucky you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what's your name?
Miracle from Sule.
Miracle from Sule. Miracle. Now you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, let's have your first question. Who is the current chairman of ECOWAS?
ECOWAS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Pass.
Wow.
Okay.
That means you just have 1K, just bank up. So why you play when you don't have answer to this simple question? We haven't even gotten to the part.
Yeah. Right. But I hope you have the app. I hope you have the Kuda app.
Okay. Now you have an idea of this. The first day, so you now understand it. From tomorrow, we'll do this again at the same time. So get set, be locked, be ready. You never know. Keep trying, keep calling until you be the lucky one. Away from that, tomorrow again, you get to have an opportunity to play. So when it's 10:45, get ready and you get acquainted to the rules and understand how it works, all right? So that we want you to win every day, all right? And shout out to Kuda Microfinance Bank for sponsoring that particular segment. Now we're back to our family talk. And today on the family talk, we already gave you an idea of what the conversation is all about. So let's get into that right now.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome, Lagos. It's the family talk is live right now. And check your time. It's 5 minutes past 11. And of course, we're talking de-handling home appliances. And we're talking electrocution. Yeah. Have you been electrocuted before? Have you ever experienced any of sort? And how do we, because I mean, this message I read now, he explained how that he taught his wife to test for current leakage. Mm. What are the do's and don'ts? Somebody also mentioned that you should put on rubber slippers or footwear.
Yeah.
If you want to touch any of the home appliances so that it does not shock you. I don't know how true that is, but I've heard that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you have to put on... and make sure that your hand is not wet.
Yeah.
Your body's not wet.
Absolutely. And ething too, you know, I don't know how much we pay attention to ething in the houses. Of course, some houses they're just there. There's no proper, you see, when it comes to the houses we live in, especially around in Lagos so, and many places, and the state of those houses, you know, what we look out for most times, you want to get a house, you look out for is the building.
The space.
Wow. Mm. See this POPA. See this place. But, you know, do you ask the questions of how was the electric, how was electricity, how was it
wired?
How was the house wired electricity-wise? And I think that's where I have to start paying attention to. And I agree with you. You've got to always make sure that before you touch an electrical appliance, make sure you're wearing something. You never know when it's going to shock.
That's right. So if you want to share your experience with us, remember I shared a research that says about 400 people are electrocuted at home each year, resulting in about 200 deaths. We've heard of stories of how people passed on from just, you know, touching a wire or a home appliance or something, right? Where they passed on from there. It's not going to be our portion, but you know, before we say it's not our portion, there are things that we should look out for. There are do's and don'ts. I mean, the last caller, you know, she there was something she said that she's still using that is it a hot pot or what do they call that?
Electric cooker, right?
Electric cooker, exactly. It's bad. There's a malfunction somewhere.
Yeah.
But let's just use it like that, you know, and that's the attitude or the behavior of most of us. It's bad. We can see that it's bad. There must be a current leakage somewhere, but we're still using it that way, putting our own selves at risk. And I think that's part of what we want to address today.
That's right. Some people were sharing their stories before went on that went off for that segment of the game. But now let's hear from you. The number.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that also.
On 0809-597-5805.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Yeah, top of the day to you. The holy man of Israel. A holy man never die. You are both dead. Electric, you not go near you again, though. Electric will run from you.
I don't understand. Are you laughing at me? What's going on here?
Amen. You will never die now. You don't go. You will die. You are living sacrifice on.
I know. You want to do what? I give you left hand, man. Anyway, let's take another call.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Andrea, good morning. And take care. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
This is Chike from Idimu.
All right. Chike, good to have you. Let's talk.
Let me shout what's up, Lagos, please.
Oh, yeah.
Lagos!
Just alive.
That's the ritual.
Yeah, so this is me.
So I want to share an experience there and say one thing. There was one day like that I finished washing in the washing machine. Okay, so I opened the washing machine to remove the clothes. Almost, I can't see the kind shaking I got. I touched the clothes to pull it out, then I got electrocuted there. It was the clothes all inside, not the washing machine itself.
Wow.
So apparently there must have been a loose circuit in the house. So the thing shook me, but I was lucky I wasn't stuck to it, and I got away with that.
Wow.
I reported to the landlord because we traced the problem and we found out, okay, the earthing that we were talking about before was done well. The house has been rewired now and it is better.
Wow.
I want to say one thing about the cooker, because about three people have spoken about cooker now.
Yes.
There's this cooker that is, this type of cooker that are running now in town. Cookers that were cut out from bigger set of cookers. So they sell them now all over the place. They'll cut them, they bring them to Nigeria, they will rewire them, and they sell them in pieces, in units. Some of those ones that big chefs use around abroad, they'll bring them to Nigeria. So it happened that I wanted to buy one. Wanted to, because people like it because it's very effective. So we now got one and I brought it home. But I'm a handy person. I have many things, tools that I use. So what I did was, when I plugged it to this to the mains, I took my tester first, test it around, and I saw that this thing had electricity all over it.
Wow.
All around it. Wow. I told my wife, I showed it to her. So I got water in a pot. I put it on it. It was working. Then I put the tester in the water. It was electrocuted.
What?
There was electricity inside. So I returned it to, we returned it to the person we bought it from. We told her, this is what we got. The person said, nobody has ever complained of this thing, no.
How will they know?
We'll give you, we told her, don't worry, we'll add money. Just refund our, just from the money we paid you, give us the money back. She said we should take another one. They gave us another one. We tested it there. It was having electricity.
Wow.
I went to another person, to another place, to buy the same thing. I tested. He gave me about three. I tested. It was just one that didn't have electricity. So those people that do those rewiring in Lagos, and they're selling those things, they do crazy jobs that can kill people. So many people are potential killers in their houses. And they don't know.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you for that. So that he's talking about, I think I've seen it in markets.
Yeah.
That electric cooker, it's like a slab, and it has just one wire.
Mm.
When you see it, you know that this is potential danger.
That's right.
When you see it, it's just that because, I don't want to use the word gullible, but because we are, we want easy and fast things. And that's what that cooker does. It's very functional for that. But I mean, he was smart enough to check and test one after the other. But how many of us will go into the market and test those appliances before we bring them home to our houses? How many of us will do that?
I mean, that's very scary, because like you said, some people already have that
potential killer in their homes and they don't know.
Well, handling home appliances and also electricity. And we're asking you a number of questions. Have you been electrocuted before? What do you think caused it? Did you find out? Did you deal with it? And how do we even avoid, being electrocuted, especially at home, using home appliances? Is a common happening, like you heard in the research.
0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
She's alive.
Good morning, Prof. Welcome back.
Thanks, Chris. Welcome.
Thank you. Prof, my own now freed you. I'm telling you, the thing stoned me to the wall, you know, like stone.
Wow.
Pow! Then I landed on the floor. I just sit down, stretch my leg. I was just looking. Since then, Prof, I run away from cold something. Because I'm a touch rig, if I want cold, since then, wow. And I warn my children, please, can we stay away from this fridge for some time? No, daddy, just happened like that. This thing, not be joke, my brother. From a distance from where the door is to the other, stone me to the wall. Pow!
So what did you do about the fridge? Did you just leave the fridge there? Did you do anything to it?
We didn't do anything. I felt I removed it from the socket. Then when my children come back, I tell them what happened. We check the wires, everything. There's no naked this in there. So since then, I don't touch. Anytime I want to buy, see the kind of eye where I would take the loop, the fridge. You. So thank God, Chef. Right. Prof, I'm sorry about that.
All right.
Thank you for sharing your experience also. Hello. Hello.
What's up, Link?
Cheers to life. Who do we have?
Good morning. Is that Jogan? I'm calling from Okoro.
All right, welcome.
Okay, Collie, sorry for that accident.
No problem, me. Excuse me, we're many.
Oh, shock you back.
They were not singing the song for me.
I mean, it happened to me now. It happened to me too. And he walked away I mean, what's that?
See, something happened in Ikotu 2 years ago. The lady was cutting hard. Their opposite neighbor, Aunt Kat, go and help her close her freezer. That she opened, not knowing that freezer has shot the owner of the freezer. She now sent the lady to go and close it. Immediately, the lady will close the freezer. That was the end.
Wow.
She died instantly.
Wow.
That was the end. Before they could rush her to hospital, it was dead on arrival. And since then, I don't play with anything. Just have to remove it.
Yeah.
Either you fix it or you just dispose that thing.
Exactly.
That's right. Thank you, SA.
Thank you, SA. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Chest alive.
Okay, so, Yakova, the discussion this morning.
Well, electric shock can be very, very scary. And by the way, I just want to say that it is electric shock, not electrocution. Because if you say somebody has been electrocuted, that person is a finality, the person is gone. So I think we are talking about electric shock. So that's just my contribution. It happens once in a while. But for everyone, if you are going to touch electricity, the first rule is do not touch electricity with wet hands.
Yeah.
That's number one rule. Number two rule, make sure you are wearing a rubber shoe or a flip-flop, slippers, or sandals. Don't touch electricity with barefoot. Because once, if you do that, is straight to, you know, like before connection, you're on the ground, it's straight to the ground.
Yeah.
Your body is completes the circuit, and that is why people receive electric shock that can throw them off balance. So that's just my contribution.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, just for any other person who's also thinking that way, I need to correct this.
Yeah.
We know what electric shock is. Electrocution is not only when a person dies. If you're injured from an electric shock or you're killed by, or someone is killed by electric shock, it's electrocution. So yeah, there's nothing. It's
the same thing.
It's the same thing. There's really no point. If you're injured or killed, it's electrocution. Electric shock is when it just it's electric shock that actually gets to, you know, injure you or kill a person. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about that intense one because that's what I experienced. It threw me away. It's not the little push that just stick your finger.
He was actually still vibrating.
I held an iron and I felt electrocuted. I felt the shock again. Just to let you know that it was
the current was still
in my body. So yes, electrocution represents whether you have a shock that injured or killed a person. So let's get back to the calls. More calls coming in, more stories.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, I have to quickly say this. This is what I wanted to say before. People die for being electrocuted because most times in your home, you're not wearing slippers. Me, I've hold light, like I hold it. Yes. I know when I was into electrical, I have this boss that can, there will be lights like this and it will be tightening two wires together with his hand. I hold lights, but I'm not using it to tighten any wire. I just hold it that day for my brothers to see. I just show them I can hold it. So there's a way you hold it because you hold it and all your blood runs away from the way. Anyway, you hold it tightly. I don't know how to explain it, but one thing is that in your home, even plugging a wire, that's why you hear phone light kill somebody or laptop
charger
kill someone. Because directly, as the light is shocking, it's going to the ground. But when you are wearing slippers, the best thing it can do to you is to throw you away. But the only one that does not throw you away is high tension.
Yeah.
High tension will burn you if you like wear slippers. It's the only way that slippers is that will not burn. But this one, this our red, yellow, and blue face we are having shows you a way if you are wearing anything rubber.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that.
That's quite helpful. Hello.
Hello. More calls. Hello. Hello.
Okay, hello, we'll go straight to WhatsApp. We have some WhatsApp messages. Yemi from Ikorodu here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, lovely techers. I was 10 when I had an electric shock. It was a boiling ring. It threw my hand almost 360 degrees. It was only God that saved me. I'm almost 50 now, and I can never forget that experience.
Wow.
Okay, another is coming from Daniel from Magodo says, what's up, Lagos? It says, I'm on it. The thing is kind of funny when it happens to someone else. And I agree. Until it happens to you. I think that was what happened to us.
And you're laughing. So
at first, when it happened to me, right, you didn't take it serious.
Yeah.
It was like, and you went away. Until it happened to you. And then you realize how much, you know. You started asking me, was this how he shocked you? Was this?
Yeah.
God,
You're not laughing.
So yes, you know. And then he says, but it's a really bad experience.
Yeah, it is.
Especially
it
when
is.
It's you. It says, early on Sunday morning, it was done using the electric iron and I wanted to unplug. As soon as I touched the plug, I screamed so loudly. I woke my neighbors. I kept seeing stars like a cartoon. And couldn't taste anything for about 2 hours. All right. More messages. Okay.
Wow. You know, it's not something we should laugh about. You know
it's
why?
Not.
Because
it's
that feeling, eh? If it doesn't happen to you, you see your life in front of you, be like,
it's not.
That's why for just, God forbid. God forbid.
Okay. Michael Eager from Agodo here says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the Tekes. God no go shame us.
Amen.
He said, we shall live long to see our children.
Amen.
I've been electrocuted for different ways. He said, second, I was spreading clothes. So at the corner of the floor, says he didn't know that there was a wire and he stepped on the wire and he says I jumped off immediately. I learned a lesson. Third, rain was okay, your message is not so clear. You're trying to speak many funny but hey, thank you for sending that message. Another one here says, what's up Lagos, good morning sir, good morning ma, good morning to you. Says good please morning. Are you guys couple? Are you guys a couple?
Are you asking?
He's asking.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Absolutely. That's it.
Okay. And he says, well, about today's discussion about electric shock, I had an experience when I went to the changeover box. A lot of wires and were naked and mistakenly I happened to touch the naked part. He says, chai, I didn't get myself again. He says, when I got myself, I went to take milk and malt. Ever since then, nobody tells me to go and change over. Okay. All right.
Right. So we all have had these experiences. Some of us have been lucky that it didn't take our lives. That's why we must pay attention to it because it has the ability to take our life. We play with life so much such that we just say, don't worry, we're used to it. I went to a place one day and I saw wires back and forth. And the lady was trying to connect to one line to another. She was moving naked wire like this, just holding it and, you know, hanging it there. And I was like, you guys can't fix these things. That's what they use now. We can't be fixing it.
You see, that's the behavior. Like, wow. That's the behavior. That's the attitude of most of us.
And we see it and we act as if it doesn't concern us until it becomes something. Maybe it causes an inferno or just that's when we now say, and that thing we have in Midel. But nobody would do anything about it. Just taking responsibility and ensuring that people do the right thing. I think we just kind of lost that value.
Absolutely. 0700-993-993-993. We take a few calls and then we head
down. Hello, take
a break. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Please, in all these things, because it happens to me yesterday night.
Wow.
I wanted to use blender. And I've been using that socket. I never knew it. It was yesterday my son told me that he has been shocking me.
Hey.
I said, you never mentioned it to me. So, in all these things, I want to know, the blood that goes out of somebody's body, does it not affect the person?
Okay, when that happens to you?
No, I mean like, if somebody gets shocked like that by electricity.
Yeah.
It reduces one's blood in the body. Does it not affect the person?
It does.
Because we take the thing very lightly.
It does.
It does. You have to.
That's why they encourage people to take milk. Is that not why they ask you to do it?
Just see a doctor. I'm telling you, amen.
Amen.
Our attitude towards electricity in this country is scary. But we're right. Let's
we'll
take
be
a break.
Right back.